I don't think that hit Dayfield at all. I think it went right in over his shoulder. Great shot by Vallas on really a nothing play, just kind of catching up to the puck as it was dumped in by Reed, right?
Well, it was, and it was a really good, actually, neutral zone transition play, and Max got to the outside there. Reed Stills did a real nice job. We always call a little chip and support, so you know, that weak side guy will push the pace, and he comes all the way across the ice and Reed's with that defender, and the defender has to decide to back off, or if he stays up with Reed, you can chip it behind him, and Reed did a real nice job of chipping the puck behind the defenseman, and Max is coming across with speed, so there's no way the defenseman can get to him, and obviously Max went in and shot the puck. It's interesting. It was similar to the Jake Jackson goal, and Joe Sean was commenting that the goalie's not going to stop that. You're not going to stop that, and I'm looking at Joe like, well, what do you mean? You bad angle? I mean... And he said, no, I mean, if you shoot that there, and because of the size of the goalie and just how you have to, you know, go down or whatever, it's almost shot at your ear. So you can't get your blocker, you know, it's hard just physically to get your blocker right there. So a goalie's going to go down, and it's sort of right by the ear. You shoot that right by the ear, and I guess it's, you know, they say it's a tough place to get to, and that's almost where CJ Eich put his. We'll talk about CJ's goal the next night, and Jake Jackson. So we've seen it a number of times now, and they say, you know, Vallas scores that all the time in practice. That shot right there. So it's not, I guess, a big surprise. A lot of people thought, hey, you know, and I'm going, wow. I mean, I'd be mad at my goalie if he gave that up. But you know, the more you talk to goalies and goalie people who understand the position and the shot and everything, they say that's a real difficult shot to stop, and you might not stop it. So. Good for Max, but that's why you put the puck on the net. But he's a goal scorer. He's always been a scorer, and you can tell. Like, we've got guys who played all year sitting on one or two goals. He comes in and he's got four now. You know, had a real good weekend, but he shoots to score. Some guys just shoot it. He shoots to score, and that's the difference.
Does Dave feel in that situation, or maybe you as a coach watching it think, well, you know, his best option is to take this behind the net and try to figure something out too, and that's part of the surprise of the whole
thing. Well, a little bit, but we had a guy driving the far post, so you got a lot of things going on in your mind as a goalie. You're probably not thinking he's going to shoot the puck from there. You're probably thinking he's going to try to throw it cross crease to someone going to the net. So you might be leaning just a little bit, but again, like I said, talking to Joe Sean, who's a goalie guru and played the position and understands that, he said, can't stop that. So.
Well, and Max Vallas gets his second of the night, third of the season. Reed Staros gets his second assist. Shane Hanna gets an assist on that goal, too. And I don't think since I've been doing this, I've ever been more confident in a review when they went to review this to make sure that it had gone in. Remember, they looked at this really quick.
Well, you know, the only thing I was thinking was where they're seeing if he's onside or not.
I
knew the shot. We knew the shot. Nobody's around the net. We saw that. But but I think you're right. I think they were looking to make sure that it went in.
Okay.
But, you know,
it popped out so quick.
Well, it did. But, you know, you have to look at them. You have the technology. You want to make sure.
2-0 Michigan Tech after the second period. 13-10 were the shots in favor of the Huskies. Go to the third, and a big goal by Matt Roy. I mean, this is, you know, you just don't want to let them back in the game. This really, I think, solidified it, even though it was still early on in the third.
Cliff Watson across the line will fire it in. Wrapped around for Wright. Wright for Stamen. Stamen gets it back. Here is Matt Roy with a shot. Score!
You know, we talked to Matt Roy after this, and I thought it was hilarious what he said, Coach. He said, that's my first goal where I knew it was mine.
yeah.
Because everything's either been tipped,
or not sure if, this is the only one he can tell, actually, when he shot it, went in the net. But, a good goal. You know, he's got a real good wrist shot, deceiving wrist shot, and some people say, well, that's a bad goal, nobody in front and this and that. But you see there is some traffic moving around, and he shot it. I mean, he shot it quick, and he has a heavy shot. He's got a heavy shot, and it's a little bit deceiving. So, but I like the wrist shot. There's no big slap shot. And we knew our defense, and we're going to have the puck a lot this weekend. So it's really important for them to take good shots, manage the puck in the offensive zone. And that was a good shot by Matt Roy. You know, you saw a lot of other ones when we held it, and then drilled it right into a guy's shin pad or something that. So this was a heads-up play by Matt Roy, and who I thought had a real solid weekend all around.
So that's the final score, 3-0 Michigan Tech. Jamie gets another shutout. Final shots, LSSU 31, Michigan Tech 27. A lot of those were dump-ins and shots from the outside for Lake State. And 0-for-1 on the power play. Lake State was 0-for-1 on the power play. It was a 5-on-5 game, pretty much.
Well, it was, and we wanted to keep it that way, I think, with our depth. And, you know, you can see now we're starting to get some scoring. So if you get Vallis and Sturles going with Mike Neville on that line, you got the Baltus-Lucchini line, and Gillies playing fairly well, you know, Patan, Gould, and Stamen. Stamen's getting hot. You know they're always going to chip in. And then, you know, Les Bronze now, you get Hainan and back, 11 goal with Ike, you know, scoring. You look at the four lines, Dirk, and you're going, everybody has a chance to score. That's the exciting part. That's what gets you excited about coaches. You know, you have a chance. Everybody has an opportunity to put the puck in the net, and that's what you want. You can't key on one line. I guess the proof's in the pudding this weekend. You look at the top scorers, Les Bronze, you know, I don't think he had a point. Patan, I don't think he had a point. Gould, I don't think he had a point. Hainan, who came in the one game, did not have a point. So that's good and bad. I mean, I wish they all had points. But the good side of that is you're not going to have to rely on those guys every night, every shift to get the job done. And that's what a team is all about. And we had that last year. And you can see we're starting to get to that now. And that's the exciting part, because we're getting into the most important part of the season.
Max Vallis with 4 shots on goal. He did lead the Huskies in that category. Mark Ock had 3. And just a great performance by Michigan Tech. Nice crowd there for Winter Carnival. 3-0 the score. We'll move on to Saturday night's game. And we'll do that in just a bit. Again, our email address says questions continue to come in for you, Coach. DJ@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues after these.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock invites everyone in to try their new menu. Several new and tasty fresh Mexican and American foods. Don't forget about Habanero's Margarita Madness, Monday through Friday, 2 till 7, and all day Sunday, which also includes other great drink specials, along with $1 off your favorite appetizers, including their famous homemade tableside guacamole. Celebrate your birthday at Habanero's with a complimentary meal. Some restrictions apply. Ask your server for complete details. The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus, and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93, 19 past the hour, and we are ready to talk about game number 2 for Winter Carnival action. The Huskies winning 3-0 on a Friday night. By the way, face-offs on Friday did favor Lake State 36-33, pretty even in that category, though. And we go to Saturday night's game. The Huskies looking for the sweep, knowing that Bowling Green had lost already. On Friday night against Minnesota State, the Huskies were in a tie with Bowling Green, and the Huskies needed a win to remain that way, because Bowling Green went on to beat Minnesota State. So we go to the Saturday night game, 18:05, the time of the first goal for Michigan Tech. C.J. Ike with a sniper goal, shorthanded.
No score. Penalty kill for Michigan Tech, brought to you by Gary Jorgensen of Lincoln County. Shorthanded opportunity for C.J. Ike. Score!